I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
When the supervisor couldn't find Brian, he called the police. As the police were searching the shack, the phone in the shack rang. An officer answered the phone. The caller said she was Jennifer, Brian's wife. She was surprised that Brian didn't answer the phone. The officer identified himself and said they were looking for Brian. The caller said that she had been talking to Brian hours earlier, but he had to go because another employee was approaching the shack. Brian did not identify the other employee. The officer then hung up the phone. Minutes later, the phone rang again, and the same officer answered. The caller said that she was Jennifer Roof, Brian's wife.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics, health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
And now, back to our episode.
Well, the officer immediately recognized that the caller was not the woman he had talked to minutes earlier. The mining company had caller ID. It turned out that the first call was for Brian's wife, and the second was from his friend, 20-year-old Christy Bradley. Christy was married to Dale Bradley, who worked as a security guard at the mine. The police immediately became suspicious. Why would Christy call and pose as Brian's wife? The police questioned Christy and Dale. Christy explained that she met Brian when she would bring Dale his lunch. She and Brian started talking, and they became good friends. She had heard he was missing, and she was worried. So she called, posing as Jennifer, to hopefully get some information about his disappearance. She thought they wouldn't have given her any information if she called and said she was his friend. The police asked Christy and Dale what they were doing at the time of Brian's disappearance. Christy said she had been home all evening. Dale said he wasn't working that night. Instead, he was at the library at the University of Utah. But then as he was leaving, his car became stuck on some ice. He called his friend at a nearby bar and asked him to pick him up.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.
We have a great show today, but first, take a second to make sure you've subscribed to our show wherever you're listening to podcasts. It's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes. Thanks.
Please take a moment to follow, rate, and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.